You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out of control completely. The sweep has been completed. It's been completed with the biggest FU you could ever see, and that's Zach Wheeler dominating. Look, that's not Steve Cohen's fault. That's not Sandy Alderson's fault. That's the freaking Wilpons' fault. That's Brody Van Wagenen opening his mouth's fault. It's really the Wilpons' fault. And you figured when Zach Wheeler signed in Philadelphia, there would be moments where he would shove it up our ass. And that's already happened over the last year and a half. And today was the biggest shoving up the ass we have ever seen. Not that this is a surprise. Not that the Phillies needed Zach Wheeler to dominate. My son could have dominated this putrid offense. And as we sit here today on August 8th, let's all just be honest with each other. I try to be sensible. I try to say, hey, it's baseball. It's a long season. You're never as bad as you are when you suck. You're never as good as you are when you're hot. Like, I try to think that. I try to say it, and I try to believe it. But you're delusional if you don't think the Mets are done. This is it. I mean, this was their last stand. They went to Philadelphia, and they got embarrassed. They got embarrassed. And I thought, after they hit the back-to-back-to-back home runs yesterday on Saturday, and then they brought the tying run on base and had the go-ahead run at the plate, I delusionally thought, wow, this is where and how the season is going to turn around. And look, that didn't happen. Pete Alonso's a mess right now. J.D. Davis can't get around on any kind of fastball. I don't know why I'm picking on just them. Michael Conforto, yippee! Hit a home run yesterday. Yippity-doo-dah. What'd he do today? What did anybody do today? Javier Baez is hurt. He's been all or nothing since he's walked through that door. And 1-9, they are lifeless. I'm not going to bother ripping Taijuan Walker. He was fine today. Taijuan Walker goes out there in Philadelphia, even though they're down a couple of guys offensively, still a pretty good offensive team. And he went out there and kept them in the game. Had nothing to do with Taijuan Walker. Even Tylor Megill the other day has nothing to do with Tylor Megill. It has everything to do with this offense. And here's the bottom line for all of us. We got to wake up. This offense was bad in 2020. They put a ton of guys on base, could never get a big hit. But, ooh, it's a small sample size. It's only 60 games. We have sat here now through 111 games, and the healthier the Mets are, the worse they are. The best of the Mets this year is when we didn't have to watch Michael Conforto's carcass. The best of the Mets this year is when Kevin Pillar and Jonathan Villar and Khalil Lee were supplying big moments. And we got to wake up. They're not any good. You know, they've played 111 games. They're a game above 500. And I know this losing streak and the way they've played over the last couple of weeks has led them to dropping to a game above. But let's look at the entire season now. 111 games. They're not any good. So who do I blame? Who am I angry at? Am I firing the manager? Is the owner a schmuck? Is it? Who is it? Look, I'm mad at everybody. And that's the real answer. Because if you sit here blaming this on Luis Rojas, you're being lazy. It's like Yankee fans who are blaming everything on Aaron Boone. It's not Luis Rojas' fault this offense sucks. We could all sit here and pick a guy and say, this is the guy I blame the most. I tend to lean towards Michael Conforto. But the truth is, it's everyone. And all we heard about all season long was they like each other. They have great chemistry. They have great energy. They're so likable. You can take all of those descriptions and throw them in the trash right now because they mean nothing. I don't care if they like each other. They're not likable when they can't score a run. And now it's gut check time. Or at least it was gut check time. You lose 3 out of 4 to the Miami Marlins. Your lead's down to a half game. You walk into Philadelphia. That was the moment. That was the moment to turn this season around in a ballpark where this team usually hits. And they didn't do it. So, yeah, they got the Washington Nationals coming up. Yeah, they got a lot of games against the Marlins. But they're not even going to survive this stretch against the Dodgers and the Giants. Why should we think they're going to survive this stretch? I mean, I'm sitting here right now thinking September's going to be meaningless. It's like the old Wilpon days. Oh, we're hoping for meaningful September games. If you told me 2 weeks ago the Mets are going to struggle so much and the Phillies are going to get so hot that September's going to be meaningless because they're going to fall out of it, I'd have said, come on, this division's too lousy. What are you talking about? Well, the way this team is playing, and look, give the Phillies a little bit of credit, I guess. And give the Braves credit because the Braves are passing them too. So it's not just the Phillies. But they're being left in the dust right now. And there was nothing I saw this weekend. There's nothing any of us saw this weekend that would make you think it's going to be different. Now, here, look, here's the one positive. The Phillies are about to play the Dodgers. So maybe we'll get some help. But they can't get out of their own way. They're a game above 500. This team may fall under 500. This season may spiral. Who knows how injured Javier Baez is. And again, when you look at this lineup top to bottom, outside of Brandon Nimmo, who showed a pulse today, when you look at McNeil and Alonso, who's like 0 for his last 22 and he's striking out every other at-bat, and you looked at Dom, and you look at Baez, whether he plays or he doesn't play, and you look at Conforto, and you look at J.D. Davis, who is a mess. I mean, he's clearly hurt. That's the only thing I can answer for why he can't get around on fastballs right down the middle. How many times over the last week? That's why I get why Rojas isn't playing him. I got a lot of tweets saying, hey, what's up with J.D. Davis? Why aren't they playing him? Are you watching him? I mean, I know Jonathan Villar is not going to confuse. You're not going to be confused for Scott Rowland in his prime, but I mean, J.D. Davis can't hit right now. J.D. Davis cannot turn on a fastball. When J.D. Davis was facing Zach Wheeler and J.D. had all those great numbers against him, I'm watching that in the eighth inning saying, hey, Zach, just throw it 95 down the middle. Just throw it 98 down the middle. He can't catch up right now. So when you look at the entirety of this lineup, why the hell would anybody think they're going to turn it around? It's not happening. And I had some hope going into this weekend. It would be a that's baseball moment. They turn it around. Now I'm like comatose. I'm sitting here right now, late Sunday afternoon. I'm freaking comatose watching this team. They can't hit. They're lifeless. They suck. The season's going down the drain as quickly as anybody could have imagined. And now we're sitting here as fans looking at each other saying, all right, who are we mad at? I am mad at everybody. Did Cohen and Alderson do enough at the deadline? No. Is anybody in this lineup stepping up? No. Has Baez confused us with Yoenis Cespedes from 6 years ago? No. Look, the pitching hasn't been great. I get it. But you know what? The pitching had done enough. McGill, Walker, Stroman had pitched so over their heads enough that it was time for their offense to step up. And it hasn't happened. I mean, Marcus Stroman on Friday, 5 innings, 2 runs. That's fine. Look, I know Tyler McGill basically had one bad inning yesterday. His final line isn't great. It's the offense. That's it. It's the freaking offense. So, I mean, look, for anybody who's looking for me to walk you off the ledge, I mean, the only thing I could say is, hey, it's baseball. You never know. Hey, the Mets are playing the Nationals. Maybe they get hot. Hey, the Phillies are about to play the Dodgers. Maybe they get swept. I mean, other than that, which is the best I got for you, yeah, I'm down in the dumps. I think they're screwed. How is it? I mean, how would you not think they're screwed? Hold on. Let me just confirm the Phillies are playing the Dodgers because now I'm worried that maybe they're not. Oh, yeah, they are. Okay, Hugh. They play the Dodgers and they play the Reds. So that's not easy. Then they go to Arizona and San Diego. But you know what? Until the Mets get their S together, none of that matters. 2.5 games out. Can you believe this? We spend 90 days in first place. You know what this is? I think only 30% of people listening will get this reference. This is Monday Nitro. We had 83 weeks, all right? A stunning 83-week run. Holy crap, we're beating Raw. And then when it sunk for Nitro and WCW, they went underwater and they never came back. And right now, they are underwater. And barring some kind of that's baseball Susan miracle, they are drowning. Yeah, they're drowning, Jet. Drowning means they can't win another game. My son's here. He watched this whole weekend. You were not happy. Come over here. You want to make a comment on the podcast? Yeah, come over here. What'd you think of the Mets this weekend, Jet?
The Mets are losing.
Yeah, they're losing every day, bro.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. Tell the audience the movie we've watched seven times this weekend that you love.
It's called Space Jam.
Space Jam. Now, is it the Space Jam with LeBron James or is it the Space Jam with Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
Now, who's better, Michael Jordan or Kevin Durant?
Michael Jordan.
What was that, Chet?
Michael Jordan.
But who do we like better?
Kevin Durant.
See, that's an honest answer, right? You're listening thinking he's going to say Kevin Durant. He's not. He knows. I tell him the truth. All right, do you think the Mets are going to turn this season around?
No.
It's all you need to know. Thanks for listening to this Instant Reaction podcast, Evan Roberts podcast, whatever the hell it's called. Goodbye.